Here, in the middle of the desert city of Teladra, it really is clear that this is one of the most populated places in the sensual landscapes of Mereth. People, often wrapped up in colorful silks, or scantily clad in comfortable garb, move across your line of vision, go to the market stalls, or head off to work in an office or as part of the guard. You can see the spa, a large and welcoming white stone building with two long wings around a central courtyard. Out front is a chalkboard sign leaning near the door. You idly meander toward it. You already feel relaxed in the dry, heated air of the city. There's a slight breeze, and the spa itself is kept cool by means you do not fully understand, but welcome nonetheless. The nearer you get, the more comfortable you are. People use this place for relaxation, and as a sensual meeting place. Simple enough here in Teladra. Those two are often the same thing. The signboard, resting outside the door, has a list on it. A list stating which practitioners are available today, and what they're doing. A fire elemental giving hot stone massage. Sure. Karen, in her succubus form, is present for all her usual litany of services, and she can change forms upon request, after all. Some of these are concealed under a brown card you have to raise to look at the titles of just what she's offering. But the most fetching and interesting of all of the propositions is a frog girl from the swamp, a distant place, and she offers a mind-expanding experience, apparently. Intriguing. It'd be tough for her to make her way safely to the desert, but Lop, the cute part-rabbit woman who runs the place, is always scouting for new talent to visit for a while. You step inside. Within, white and blue tiles, muted blue-hued walls, plants, fountains, a soothing and restorative refuge in the desert. Your body feels very much at ease here, out of the sun. A moment's observation reveals Lop leaning down behind the desk, adjusting folders in a little wooden drawer. You get a good look at her shapely behind as the short robe she wears when she's inside hikes up a bit. But you can see no more than the curvature of her rear before she stands up. She looks back over her shoulder, winking one narrow eye. A contemplative smile. You realize she's waiting to know why you're here. You mention the frog girl course, and she says there's an opening just now, even. Probably no one adventurous enough has stopped by yet. You'll have to be the first. You have a membership. Which means, courtesy of the proprietress, she just signs you right up. One of the attendants, a fit canine morph man with red fur in a powder blue robe, stands up from a nearby chair. He bows politely, and then walks you down the right-hand hallway. He pauses outside a room with a closed curtain, pushing the door in. Inside, it is more dim than the other rooms. You feel humidity pouring out. The air outside was cooler, though still moist. But once you take that step within, and slowly close the door behind, you really feel it. An airy, pleasant voice from the darkness. You can take off. A pause, you hear a loud croak. Everything. This is going to be fun. She does seem quite enthusiastic. It's so warm in here that there's no reason to pause. You wish you could see her as you step in and do as she asks. Your hands find the closures of your comfortable clothing, and you hang it on the changing rack nearby. The walls have candles, but they're in blue and green glass holders, making the whole place really quite pretty, like under the ocean, or the darkness of the swamp's enclosures, where this person comes from. She's there in the dark, somewhere, not too far off. You hang your clothes and step away. The curtain on the inside of the door's window is already pulled down. The warmth and peace of this place will remain undisturbed. You see that instead of the one comfortable massage-style bed that these rooms so often have, two have been laid out, side by side, connected, to make something more like the width of a normal bed. You walk toward the bare, empty expanse of the room, taking just a moment. Bare feet on the tiled floor, too. The place is scrupulously clean, of course, and your inspection reveals as much. It's kept safe by attendants like the one who showed you in. You approach and climb up on the bed. Her voice invites you then. Lay back. Still, you're unable to see the girl until she wants you to. But that's okay. You know Lop vets all newcomers extensively, and her methods are said to be quite thorough. This is a safe place, in a safe city, and so you do lay back. The padded surface is exceedingly comfortable. It gives just enough, embracing you, yet holding you there. You notice a lantern right overhead, one side of it in blue glass, the other in green. Spotlighting where you're laying, making quite alluring patterns on the wall that draw your gaze. The first thing that comes into sight then are smooth green-blue hands, slight webbing between them, long fingers, slightly bulbous around the tips. It doesn't stop her from articulating them, though, making sure you can see how nimbly jointed they are. Then the rest of her comes into the circle of eerie light. She is curvaceous, a tightly fitting, multi-hued silk wrap in vibrant yellow, blue, red, and green swirls around her, but it leaves her massive breasts revealed and does nothing to hide pointed nipples. Presumably, she's quite aroused as well. But from your vantage point on top of that padded massage bed, you're unable to see below her waist. Yet. She is probably a little older than you. Smooth skin all over, including the bald top of her head, protruding ridges above her eyes, all her skin blue-green that you can see. The eyes themselves are bulbous, yellow, large, but very kind when coupled with her expression. A smile and a flexible-looking mouth and lips. Her cheeks are a little big, but overall she's cute. She doesn't have the wild, corrupt look of so many from out in the wilderness. Her silken wrap falls from her shoulders. You hear it slither onto the floor, leaving her nude. Her areolae and nipples are a darker green, on the emerald and turquoise swirled vastness of her flesh. You peer off the edge of the bed and see, barely, in the blue-green light, a bright, vibrant red on her legs. Her legs are deeply crimson. "Are you ready?" she asks, with every sign of sincere anticipation, a little more enthusiastic even than before. She doesn't explain what you should be ready for, but you're relaxed enough by now that you just nod. You want to get whatever she has planned underway. Her long fingers reach for your left wrist, nearest to her. She begins the process of slowly running those fingers up and down your arm, simply feeling you, nearness, a connection. Her fingers feel a tiny bit wet, but they are warm, and her skin is incredibly soft. Slowly, She wraps something around your wrist, one of the leather straps from the massage bed, used to bind those who may buck too hard in orgasmic delight, you assume. We just have to keep you safe, she explains calmly, as she takes your other wrist, gently massages your palm and your forearm, before likewise binding the other side. She seems fascinated by your skin. She spends a while just tracing patterns up and down your arms. We won't need to bind your legs. I'll be down there to help you. Your arms are bound to the bed, and everything is comfortable enough. The lighting helps. Helps you to relax, and now helps you see her since she's underneath that lantern. Then, she climbs atop. The air is warm and humid. Your bare skin is cradled in the midst of this place. Her bright red legs in the light as she flexibly positions them on either side of you. Then she slides down your body, running her belly, her hands, her arms against you, nipping your neckline on the way down your stomach, kissing across your chest, tracing lines along your muscles down to your thighs. She seems to be having fun, just teasing and being near you, learning the intricacies of your body, in companionable silence, except for perhaps the occasional moan from someone. One of you, anyway. And that's all right. I'm going to start now. Just enjoy whatever happens. I'll stay with you until everything is done. Don't worry. Her long fingers slide up. You feel the warm webbing between them play over you as she lets them stick briefly to your chest and then lower. Slides them up your arms to test the restraining cuffs, which are padded and comfy inside, but firm enough to hold you still. Thus bound, you are helpless to do much, but that's okay, she's doing plenty. She slides down. You feel her lay her legs right over your own. She isn't incredibly heavy, but she has strong leg muscles. Befitting, considering who she is. Still, her legs are very low down on yours, almost right over your ankles. She adopts a flexible laying position, like a frog poised to jump. Her hands are on the surface below, her feet planted too, just pinning your legs with hers. Very reminiscent of a frog at rest, and obviously comfortable for her. Her head is level with your crotch, and she nuzzles her cheek against your inner thigh. You notice that her cheeks actually seem a bit swollen. She opens her mouth, revealing a long, curled-up tongue, which slowly unfurls. Sensual, almost snake-like. It doesn't shoot out like a typical frog's, though. She seems completely in control of it, able to move it in a prehensile way. You notice the swelling inside her cheeks is two large glands which practically glow bright red. You remember that most creatures in the distant swamp have some kind of lust-based secretion or enzyme which can be used to temporarily incapacitate threats. Some have other effects, often quite pleasant, but it's hard to get them to cooperate and administer it for fun. I guess this one knows that people might like it. She must have some kind of lust-based venom, right? Well, that's not so bad. Cowgirls, the bees in the forest, they all use similar substances, driders from the swamp as well. All the common ones are quite harmless. The ones you have to worry about don't come about as a result of licking. So this will be completely safe. Some warm fluid is flowing from those glands onto her long tongue, into her flexible mouth, and as the tongue touches you and begins to wrap around you, wrap around your inner leg and then poke and prod more efficiently than your own masturbation ever could. You feel that substance slathering there. She leans forward then. You see the bald top of her head. Quite alluring in the blue-green light, reflecting yourself back at you. She's tilted her mouth downward. She opens very wide, then fastens it right between your legs. Warm, wet, hot, clinging to you like a vacuum seal in her humid mouth, the oppressive sucking pleasure of her forcing all the air out of her mouth, sucking you against her, your inner thighs, everything between your legs, also the skin right below your waist, sensitive as it is. Everything is being stimulated minutely, precisely, invasively, wonderfully. And her tongue is in there darting to and fro, doing work as well. She's letting her lips, which are fastened in a ring, create this vacuum chamber. Move and suck in a little air so you hear a lurid smacking. She's forcing pleasure into you. It's like your body is connected to hers, one more organ in a system of pleasure. She tilts her head a bit so you can see her eyes, despite how wide her lips are spread. And how her mouth is working you toward hot, dripping, engulfing pleasure. You notice a smile in her eyes. She's proud of her technique. She isn't stimulating a specific part of you. She's clamped her mouth around the whole area and begun to use vacuum pressure to push you toward orgasm rapidly. The parts of your sexual system that are inside are being pressed and manipulated by the warm, sucking, crushing need that she is pushing through you and into you via this connection. And there's something more. Her mouth sealed and suctioned against your skin, all of you being pulled toward her, then her tongue moving freely, slapping your thighs or darting in to force pleasure into you as accurately as fingers could, as anything could. She's letting her lips, which are fastened to create that vacuum, just move and suck. Moving against your skin, you know you're going to have a red ring of impression there, but it's going to be fun. She's very far around, getting most of the area below your waist, between there and the tops of your legs, simply squeezed, massaged, absorbed in its own way in pleasure. She then, begins to really use her tongue, slathering that venom you saw running before. The tongue darts and moves, a serpent of pleasure, lashing with playful max against your skin in the humid vacuum. You feel her moving against you, and that's all right. Her body contorting, too. She must be getting turned on. And every now and then she lets a little air in, which reduces the vacuum seal and lets your muscles unclench. Your legs stop twitching. The euphoric tickling ceases briefly, an aching sensation left in its wake. Intellectually, you know her venom must also be dripping onto your legs, but you don't know that you feel anything, or that you will feel anything. But of course, she's flooding you with new sensations, lavishing the squeezing pressure onto your body. So she has created a place inside her mouth, attached below your waist, an entire area including your inner thighs and every sensitive place she might assail you, a place where she controls and predominates. And something tingly is dripping onto your body, amid her saliva. You can feel a difference in viscosity. And then, abruptly, you can feel a lot of differences. The light makes this place look like a mystic's hut in the swamp she calls home. But just now, she seems right at home down there. You find your vision wandering. Finding the vibrant red, yellow, green, blue of her discarded clothing on the floor nearby, just far enough away that your vision of it is not blocked by the bed. Everything seems so important now, so relevant. You have a sensation not just of her lavishing, vacuum-sealed mouth between your legs, but the sensation of a word, the most powerful thought of a word. sucking. She is sucking on your flesh a little, a single overriding word arriving in your consciousness. She's sucking everything out of you except pleasure. Everything but the pleasure that remains, the sense of being where you are. Something from her. Some serenity, some peace, definitely some substance, is invading your body. Wonderfully so. Your blood, your mind, the lights swim. You do try to stir, but your arms are bound, and uncoordinated now under the influence of this. And that's okay. She begins moving her lips, fastening then loosening them again and again, sucking, but in a way as nimble and targeted as any masturbatory fun you might attempt on your own. Her mouth is made to force pleasure into you, and you feel the tingles spread down to your toes, up along your arms to your fingertips. You feel the light on your skin. Sucking. She's sucking everything out of you. Everything unnecessary and impure is leaving your system, leaving only you and her influence and the seal of her mouth fastened around you, the seal dripping. And that's just all right, because it connects you. Being connected is important. Her tongue moves swiftly, a rhythmic massage of your body as she lavishes her venom over you. Your body twitches, your buttocks clenched, thrusting up toward her mouth a little, trying to bring her closer to your body. She somehow manages to giggle, even the way her mouth is vacuum sealed onto you. She reaches up and runs her hands over your chest, trying to calm you. Sure, she's licking, but there's more to it. She's using her mouth to exert pressure on you, as if your entire lower body were inside and at her mercy. She's putting something into you to replace all the things she's sucking out. Pleasure. Serene, peaceful need. Your body seems very imminent just now. The sensations are so pure, so absolute. They filter right into your brain, like she's made a conduit between the two of you by fastening her perfect mouth around you and sealing her lips. You see her eyes closed. You see, she's enjoying it. She can taste you. Sweat runs down your brow. You know the rest of you is getting warmer in response to her venom, her touch, her fastened seal of pleasure surrounding and encasing you. Your body is just reveling in it. Green light, blue light, you feel the light on your flesh, and you know that each feels different despite its common source. You remember how she was horny earlier, how she was turned on. Well, now so are you. Different feelings for each of you. She has clamped her mouth over a whole wide area of your flesh, trapping your most sensitive parts along with the ticklish feeling of your inner thighs, her tongue having free rein. You imagine she's spelling out words down there as she sucks on your flesh. She's going to leave a whole area with a little indentation. A big circle just below your waist, encompassing your important bits and a bunch of sensitive flesh. Your eyes, you don't know if they're open or closed, but you know it doesn't matter. You still feel the light. You still hear that significant word in your mind, that awareness of her sucking on your skin, sucking everything outside or impure away from this moment. Now only the two of you. Connected. Perfect. She just keeps lavishing her fluid onto your skin, and you know it enters your system through the contact. You know somehow that she's using just the right amount and has carefully controlled for the best experience. She's sucking on your skin, and that's all right. Sucking away every impurity, using her vacuum influence to push down on your body, and using her tongue to supplement the feeling and make it better. She is constantly causing an endless throbbing between your legs, which is altogether different from your usual sensation. It seems synced up with your heartbeat, the sucking, croaking of her squeezing all of the air out, then letting a little in. pleasure, pleasure. You breathe deeply, your heart beats, your brain pulses pleasure. You feel her sucking out all impurity. You twitch in a good way. Your body is held down, and she is comfy in her sexy posture, leaning over you, latched onto you. And that's all right. You feel the light on your skin, and you hear that word, sucking. Sucking your skin until you're clean and clear and connected to her. The join of her lips is like a big warm cave around your lower body, and you feel all your consciousness, your thoughts, your needs, your wants, flowing to that point to be influenced by her caress and by her venom. Pulse, pulse. Her connection is everything, and you find a smile, unbidden, inside of you, flowing out. New thoughts, unbidden. Even whether your eyes are closed or open, even the colors of her clothing, her skin, the brilliant red of her legs, the green and blue light from the colored glass and the lanterns, all of it merges into one wonderful experience, awakening your mind. You feel it, you taste it, the closeness of her flowing down your throat and into your body. Your skin is tingling. You can perceive things you normally missed. And you know you missed them, so you want to make up for lost time. She is beautiful and close. You arch your body up against her, trying to be nearer to this woman who is forcing such pleasure, such knowledge into you alongside the throb of her vacuum-sealed mouth, and reaching deeper into you than any hand or manipulating tongue could, and finding the important parts of your mind and body and stimulating them with vacuum-sealed, pressuring pleasure. And that's just right. She snuggles against you in response to your arching. You feel her heartbeat through her smooth flesh. Feel her breasts pressing against you, just below your waist. Feel her mouth smack its large lips against your body, kissing to remind you that she is here, that she will be here. She squirms more erotically, and you think of her sucking every thought out of you except, at least for now, thoughts of her. Draining away the unnecessary for a while. Yours and her fluids and her mind and your mind and the light drifting, looming, here, in this place. And you drift on and on into the dark of learning, peaceful, dosed-up darkness. You might be this way for a while, feeling the occasional pulsing squeeze of her mouth, reminding you where you are. Though your perceptions of where you are have changed for the better. See more. Feel more. In this moment and at this time, exposed to her in a dark, warm place where interruption is impossible, her body against yours moving a little more erotically, you know she's just as turned on as you are. Moving to show you that fact, squirming against your body. She shows no sign of stopping until you want her to, though she's cuddling closer to your body, there to make sure that you have a good time, a good trip, into the void of blues and greens and the red of her legs, and the feeling of unnecessary things being sucked out of you, examined by her, and reinserted if they are good. A purgative experience for the brain, everything gone for a little while. And then back at the end, you and she and the venom and good things, the right moments, the right experiences here in the void of her closeness and her constant, suckling, oppressive pleasure. You may come, you may enjoy everything that happens, but you know it will come amidst a knowledge of what it was like to be connected. What it's like to lay there, bound, held by her, her mouth against you. And maybe you'll return. Maybe you'll want to feel that way again, as you feel your deep breathing, your open mind, the caress of light on your skin, the sound of the smacking of her lips against you, the feeling of your body contorting into her, surrendering to a constant, oppressive pleasure you don't even want to escape until it eventually brings you to your fall. And then, after climactic spasms, you would drift for a time. And that's a good trip, indeed.